Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Probably should
it's
warn
the
people.
Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Probably should have what?
Warned the kids.
Oh yeah, no, we need to warn them.
We never
know what's going to happen here.
We're not trying to be outlandish or crazy or vulgar or whatever, but I mean, particularly me. I mean, if you've listened to this show for any matter of time here, you know that the reason why they call it the Derek Copeland Experience is this working without a net and a fan turned up to high.
This is working without
and
a net.
Glitter.
You are listening to the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. Darren Copeland across from me. I am Big Fuzz.
Fuzz!
We've been talking a lot about Broncos and baseball. And right now we're watching the Nuggets. They're point ahead of the Lakers. I love the uniforms
Nuggets.
They're wearing.
Nuggets.
We'll talk about the Nuggets later.
No. I just want to say I like their uniforms. They're the all whites with the cool logo on the front. But there's other basketball we got to get to.
Basketball. We love that basketball.
Are you talking about the madness that is March?
Yes.
Are you talking about the NIT, where both the University of Colorado Buffaloes and the CSU Rams are going to be playing? In fact, CSU is going to be playing the first round of the NIT right here tomorrow, Tuesday night, so we're not going to be here, so we'll be back on Wednesday. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about the NIT, but they are involved as part of it. No, I'm focused more on the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that tournament.
Yes, the one where
in the 1950s, it used to be the NIT that was a big tournament.
That's true.
Yes, and
you're that guy right now.
Yeah, and jokingly.
No, it's true. Every year, someone's got to be like, "Well, you know," they sound like what's his name from Cheers, the man.
And no one has ever liked the CBI. I don't know what the tournament is. The College Basketball Invitational,
I don't know, or a
couple of years ago. So yeah. All right, well, okay, we'll talk about March. I mean, listen, first of all, how do you fill out your bracket, man? Like, because I get, okay, there's lots of theories about how to do all this. Now, you know, Warren Buffett's offered, what, $1 billion if anyone gets a full bracket. And if you win it, the odds are, you know, $1 in $10 billion.
It's astronomical.
Yeah. It's just the amount of people playing and the amount of the odds of getting it all right and all of these astronomical.
And there's always an upset.
Always upset.
15 always beats a 2 somewhere along the way.
Only once or twice.
Maybe it's a 14 or – there's always like a really –
There's the 5 against 12 is the upset special.
5 against 12 is the one. Some people use like mascots. Some people do colors. Here's always been my process. When CU was in the Big 8 – actually, we never went to the tournament in the Big 8, so never mind.
I was going
to
say, what are you talking about?
When we were in the Big 12, I always picked Big 12 teams. I always picked Big 12 teams. And usually it was – because Kansas was usually – Oklahoma was usually really good. This was way before Baylor and West Virginia got decent.
Or in the conference.
No, Baylor was there in the Big 12.
They were the only one.
Yeah, West Virginia wasn't there. But I would always start with the really powerful Big 12 teams. So now that CU is in the Pac 12, I take a look. So this year I will go and look and say, okay, Arizona's a favorite, Oregon's a favorite, UCLA, in my opinion, is the team to beat. So I start with my winner, usually from the conference that CU plays in, unless there's just a prohibitive favorite, which in the men's game there rarely is. And then work my way backwards from that.
Well, here's the thing that's so interesting about that is that in talking about it, you basically picked of your favorite teams, 3 Pac-12 teams that you believe could go a long way. And in fact, a lot of other experts are talking about the Pac-12 putting in as many as 3 people into the Final 4 and having an all Pac-12 final.
I think they'll get 2. I think they'll get Arizona and UCLA. Although, to be fair, UCLA is in the El Grupo de Deatho. Is that what they call it in soccer? Or the group of death.
No one called. That's terrible, man.
No, I thought that's what, like...
My goodness.
In the World Cup, they always have the group of death.
Señor Gallegos is en serio. It's muy terrible. It's muy terrible.
Am I not?
No, right, you can't say el grupo de death.
Oh, it's el grupo de muerto. Something like that.
Yeah, now you got that. Now.
I was kidding. I know muerto. Muerte.
Do you know what? I've never been more embarrassed in my life than when I was 12 years old and I was in Acapulco. And actually, I wasn't embarrassed. I was laughing because it was with my mother. And the guy at the table next to us said, I was talking to the waiter at Acapulco, and I said, my wife won't be down. She's sicky in the stomach-o. And I was like, oh.
That's terrible.
Oh, dear God. No. But funny.
It is funny. It, to look back on now. No, but UCLA is in the group of death right now. So they've got North Carolina and Kentucky, but they're good. And they're good enough to beat both those teams.
Okay.
So I think you've got UCLA and Arizona as the only two Pac-12s in the end. I will look at, like, I'll take the top six teams that I look at and go, okay, I don't follow college basketball a lot. What are the teams that I have heard the most about over the past 4 or 5 months? So Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Arizona, Oregon, UCLA, and Michigan. And then from those, I try to figure out who the best team is, and I look at the coaches, and then really I just kind of go gut feel.
Do you realize that statistics prove that all that stuff that you were doing is absolutely useless?
Yeah.
In fact, detrimental to you picking a bracket accurately. In fact, people suggest that what you do is you get people who have no experience with basketball, mm-hmm. and you give them that so that they can go pick their own because they actually have a higher average of wins than the other one.
Because they don't overthink it. Guys like us, we overthink it. We look at it and like, okay, well, that 6 and 7, well, let's see, they're playing it and it's closer to, and this guy's got a 7. It's like we overthink it when really it's just kind of, oh, well, you know, a Hornet is stronger than a Caterpillar, so I'm going to go with the Hornet.
No Caterpillars made the tournament this year,
unfortunately. No Banana Slugs, no San Luis Obispos.
Go Slugs!
All right.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been fun.
That's Cal Santa Barbara.
I thought it was Cal Santa Cruz. I thought it was San Luis Obispo.
No, it's Cal Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah, my cousin went there.
Oh.
They had a national champion ultimate frisbee.
Does San Francisco still, like, the Friars? I mean, they haven't been around for a while, right? But I thought they brought them back.
They've always been the college, the University of San Francisco, are you talking about?
Right, but their basketball team used
to be.
No,
they've always been around. They haven't always been good, but they've always been around.
Okay. Because I thought I heard that they got rid of it, and then they brought it back, and I don't know. They haven't been relevant in 50 years, so
they, it doesn't matter. In the Puerto Rico Classic about 10 years ago, they beat up on CSU, or CU, rather.
Well, a lot of people beat up on CU about 5 years ago.
That was the time when I watched, I was sitting there I was in Puerto Rico, and we were sitting ready to play off, and all of a sudden the Kentucky bus pulled off. And pulled over, and this one Ricardo Patton was head coach of CU, and I was the remote engineer for the broadcast. So my job was to make sure that the broadcast actually happened, and mm-hmm. then you know Eric Christensen of Channel 4 was the guy.
Right.
So we were playing golf, and then the bus, and then all of a sudden the bus opens, and in Puerto Rico, no one gives, like any Latin American big time city, no one cares about pedestrians in. If you're driving a car. So Tubby Smith bounds down the bus, and this car is just like beep, beep, and just going right around him. And if it wasn't for Ricardo Patton's quick reflexes to pull Tubby Smith out of the way, he was definitely dead.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Run down by a very small something. And as I looked in the, and as I looked into the bus,
yeah,
what I could see was, oh, Tayshaun Prince, I know you.
Right.
Paget, oh, I know you.
That was a loaded team.
Oh, I know you. Oh, I know you too. Oh, I know you too. Oh, I know you. I know you. And they were all looking at me. And I was like, oh, better not screw up this tee shot.
Well,
I did.
That's how I pick out my bracket. I'd like to hear how you pick out yours, especially since you told me when I first got in this evening, panicked that I wasn't going to be on time, that you've already filled out a bracket for us. And
yeah.
I'm curious to see who you filled out because I have a feeling that it would not be anything that would look like it if I had filled it out myself.
Well, I mean, you were expecting New Mexico State to win the whole thing, right?
I'm cheating.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.